The jury in the ongoing murder trial of Henry Potty has been dismissed for the week while the judge and lawyers involved discuss a legal matter related to the trial. Henry Potty is accused of the first-degree murder of Jamie Laird, who was last seen on May 25, 2021, the day Crown attorneys believe he was shot and killed in his home in Upper Cape. Judge Robert Dysart dismissed the jury on Wednesday afternoon after three partial days of testimony from witnesses this week. On Tuesday afternoon, the jury heard about how Jamie Laird's body was found by concerned citizens about 24 hours after those same citizens shared information on the whereabouts with the Sackville RCMP. They also heard what happened to three rifles that were turned over to police in connection with Laird's murder. Jeff Trenholm of Port Elgin testified he had learned of the whereabouts of Laird's remains from Colt LeBlanc and had given the information to the police about 24 hours before he and Laird's friend, Shannon Wall, decided to try to find the remains. The two soon discovered the site where Laird's body had been burned and covered with debris off the Trans-Canada Trail near Cobourg, New Brunswick. Trenholm knew Laird from growing up in Port Elgin and told the court his motivation was simply to help find this woman's son, in reference to Doris Laird, Jamie's mother. On Tuesday, the jury also heard from Denise Johnson of Pointe de Butte, who says she purchased the three rifles submitted as evidence in the trial through her son, Zach Johnson. Johnson ended up turning in the guns to police on June 3rd, the same day Jamie Laird's body was discovered, and a police officer had visited her home looking for her son. Johnson turned in the guns but lied to the police about how she obtained them. She testified that her son begged her to lie because he was afraid of being caught violating a court order barring him from contact with his girlfriend and the possession of firearms. It wasn't until nearly 2 years later, when Johnson was served with a summons to testify in the current trial, that she went to police to change her statement. Under cross-examination by defense lawyer Nathan Gorham, Johnson admitted she did nothing right a mother should have done and that she understands what she did was wrong.